I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The state is one step closer to having a $15 minimum wage after the Senate approved it Thursday. The plan phases in the increase over 6 years to give businesses time to adjust. Republicans argue the change will cause layoffs. Sponsor Kimberly Lightford, a Maywood Democrat, says she heard similar arguments before.
I'm concerned about Illinois residents who live in poverty that work 2 and 3 jobs, who have children that are raised into poverty, families who can't even think about their children attaining a higher education.
Republicans asked for a smaller increase downstate, but Democrats insisted all workers need a raise. The legislation now goes to the House. In other news, Illinois blood centers face blood and platelet shortages after the recent cold snap. Andrew Heiserman has more.
Winter and summer months usually see a decline in donations, but this year has been more extreme. Matt Queen is a spokesperson for Heartland Blood Centers, which serve northern Illinois and northwest Indiana.
It really wasn't safe to be outside of your house for more than a few minutes at a time. That obviously means that fewer people are going to go out to do anything, and it's really a serious situation where people aren't coming in to donate blood.
Queen says their organization is in particular need of platelets and O negative blood type. Meanwhile, the Mississippi Valley and Central Illinois Blood Centers announced the weather led to more than 2,000 fewer donations over the past 3 weeks. I'm Andrew Heiserman.
A bloody handprint and the responses of a cadaver-sniffing dog are key parts of a case prosecutors will use against a former U of I student accused of killing a Chinese scholar in his apartment. Prosecutors revealed evidence in a recent series of filings they say will help prove Brent Christensen kidnapped and killed Yingying Zhang in Urbana in 2017. His trial begins April 1st. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. And Governor J.B. Pritzker named an Air Force officer to lead the Illinois National Guard. The Democratic governor announced this week that Air National Guard Colonel Richard R. Neely of Springfield will be the state's 40th Adjutant General. Neely will be promoted to Brigadier General soon after assuming leadership duties February 15th. The 33-year veteran replaces Major General Richard Hayes. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. 30 properties in Illinois have been added to the National Register of Historic Places. The National Park Service, based on recommendations from the State Historic Preservation Office, adds places to the register. Properties have to be more than 50 years old to be eligible, and they receive some financial incentives when they're added to the list. Properties making the list from southern Illinois are the house at 502 Southeast 4th and Fairfield, which was constructed in the mid-1870s. Along with that, the Methodist Episcopal Church in Salem, completed in 1907, the old fire station in Chester, built in 1935, also in Chester, two 19th century properties, the Christian F. Weinrich House and the Frederick Weistar House, locally known as the Stone Cottage. Missouri has one of the lowest rates of adolescent vaccination in the country, according to a new report. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan reports, some doctors say it's likely related to an ongoing trend of vaccine hesitancy among some parents.
The report from the nonprofit United Health Foundation ranked Missouri 48th in the nation for adolescent vaccinations. Less than half of teen girls and about a third of boys had been vaccinated against human papillomavirus, or HPV. HPV is passed through sexual contact and causes a number of cancers, including cervical. St. Louis University physician Don Davis says some parents are uncomfortable discussing the HPV vaccination with their child's doctor.
That's Shayla Farzan reporting from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Jennifer Fuller.